Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Lucy is here to spill all the tea in an item we call the lowdown. Good morning, Lucy. How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thanks.
Bank holiday weekend plans, Lucy. Would you like to disclose what you're doing?
I haven't actually made too many plans yet. I'm so boring, but I'm a very last minute person.
I like that, Lucy.
We'll
I sense
it
freedom.
Out as it goes.
Yes,
live your life the
She's
way you
spontaneous.
You do you. And speaking of you doing you, let's talk about love. You know the story we said, after 42, life gets a little dull.
And people stop having fun.
There's no fun. Check this story out. Off you go, Lucy.
Well, that's definitely not the case for Meryl Streep. She is in her dating era. So she is dating Martin Short, who is her co-star on Only Murders in the Building.
I love this.
It's so cute. It's a really, really cute story to kick off Friday. So Meryl is 75 and Martin is 74. So they're actually quite close in age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have been dating for well over a year, even though this news has only come out today.
I'm right in thinking Meryl Streep is still legally married, but she is separated from her husband.
Yeah, so she's still legally married to her ex, Don Gummer. I hope I'm saying that right. They were married for 45 years, but they separated in 2017.
So married for a long time and been separated for a long time, nearly 10 years, 8 years or so.
Yeah.
Go her. I'll always remember that gentleman that she's dating as Frank from the Father of the Bride with Steve Martin.
I think he
was the wedding planner.
I always think Only Murders. I also love, right, obviously Martin Short was her co-star, but also in the show, they were also dating.
Yeah, and they were a really cute couple as
they were gorgeous.
So do we think they dated on the show and then outside the show, they're a bit like, oh, we're not acting anymore, honey.
Yeah, sources said that it was completely unexpected and took them by surprise, and that they both went into it not wanting a relationship. So casual vibes that turned into something serious.
Oh, they're like you, Lucy, with your plans for the weekend. They're quite casual and loose. It's a real full circle moment. A round of applause for them.
Good for her and good for him. Absolutely.
No matter what age you are, does anyone stand in your way? Absolutely. Speaking of people standing in your way, go on with the next story, please.
So, everyone's favourite princess is back. Meghan Markle is launching another new podcast.
Does she ever stop working? Can I just say here, Meghan Markle was a regular American actress. She married a prince. She became a princess. And in fairy tales, when someone married a prince and became a princess, they live happily ever after. They don't work. This woman has not stopped working. She's a princess. You're taking hope away from anyone that's out there who wants to marry into the royal family. You got to keep working. No, Meghan, you're doing too much.
She's going against the grain, but she is coming back with another podcast called Confessions of a Female Founder. So she's going to be interviewing different women who've launched their own successful businesses. And she says that she's learned so much from it because she is still trying to build her own business.
I mean, like, I like the concept of the podcast.
Of course.
But did she not have enough in that documentary series that she just did?
Yeah, well, so she, in that series, she kind of, I see, with the whole launching a business thing, I'm not sure which business she's talking about at this point.
Hasn't she got preserves or jams or something as well?
She does, yeah, but I think she makes only a very small quantity of them, which she spoke about in her Netflix show. That's like a lifestyle show that kind of follows her around her kitchen and she cooks for her friends who come over.
And my understanding is that's coming back for a second season because they've already shot it. They shot one and two together. Yeah. I've not watched that on Netflix, have you?
I have watched one episode.
And?
The verdict?
I think I won't be returning for a second one.
Okay, well,
there's
let's just leave that there.
Not that much that happened.
I would like to taste her jam, though. I just would. I'm curious.
I'd try it, yeah.
Now, we have to talk about this kiss. It's the last day of the week. It's a bank holiday week, and we've been chatting about it all week. Mm-hmm. Danny and Maura, the kiss at the Brits. We've been seen around the world millions of times. His wife, bring us up to speed. Celebrity Big Brother, what's going on?
So I feel like Georgia is kind of having the last word on this one. So today it's come out that she's turned down the 6-figure Celebrity Big Brother deal. Mm. And she, well, a source has told The Mirror. So we don't know if that's a source that she's directly told to say something. But the source has said that she's heartbroken, but she's dealing with it in her own way, away from the cameras and headlines. She's never been interested in the spotlight, and she is preserving her privacy for Cooper's sake, who is her, I think, 7-year-old son.
She's right. What she's the basically right saying is it's between myself and my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm not going on telly. I don't want to make money about this.
Yeah.
I want to look after it myself on my own terms and my own time. I applaud that.
Yeah.
Go her.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Hit after hit with those ladies. Loosen up those buttons. Don't mm-hmm. you wish? We all wish we looked like Nicole Scherzinger on 98FM. One hot lady.
What age is Nicole Scherzinger?
Again, no one knows. Is she? Is Nicole Scherzinger 40?
She's in her 40s, 100%. Right. We're going. Stewards Inquiry. Okay. She is 46.
She's the same age as me. They're both fabulous.
Well, I asked that question because I want to see how you react to this. So apparently...
Let me finish sucking my collagen pouch first.
Also, by the way, sorry, because I didn't pay you a compliment after you said your age. You don't even look it. You look great. You look like you're in your late 30s.
Do you know what? And I will absolutely take that. I'm not going to look 34 or 35 again. I don't think I'd ever want to be 34 or 35 again. If I can look less than 40, 38, 39, I'll take
it. You're happy, okay.
But I do put the work in.
Well, do you know that apparently 42 is the age that people stop having fun? So a survey's been done of 2,000 people and it found that most adults feel self-conscious taking part in a joyful activity compared to when they were a child. 60% also feel pressure to act grown up and mature. And 4 in 10 say that they've forgotten how to be playful.
Well, I will never, ever feel old.
Mm-hmm.
I would never let the fact that I'm nearly 47 this year define me. I don't think I act my age. I don't think I dress my age. I think age is irrelevant. I think it's absolute bull for anyone to say after the age of 42... you can't have fun. My life only really started in my 40s.
Yeah.
My mom had just passed away. So I kind of went into my 40s, obviously feeling devastated and sad and such a loss. But also my 40s, I have my children in my 40s.
Uh-huh.
I settled down in Ireland in my 40s. I got my job on the 6th in my 40s. I got my job here in my 40s. My 40s for me... I felt like I had the same energy as I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I felt like my 40s, I don't feel I'm in my 40s. I feel like I'm in my 20s again.
I love that.
And I have so much fun. And all of my friends are in their 40s. And their lives are so exciting.
Yeah.
We go on great holidays. We've got great social lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all married. We have children. That's kind of irrelevant. We're just in that situation together.
Yeah.
But I didn't have my first kid until I was 44.
Yeah.
You know, and that... inject so much love and so much light into your life.
And so much fun into your life as well.
We can be so bogged down in this day and age with having to act a certain way. Yeah. And I better not do that because I'm a certain age. Age is just a number. Listen, we work together. I don't think you sit beside me and think, oh, he needs more fun in his life.
No, absolutely.
Right?
I'm like, I need more fun like that in my life.
So that's what I'm saying. I also think it's the people you surround yourself with.
Very much so.
And, you know, I'm obviously one of seven. I've six sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just an age thing that when you're 40, I remember when I won Big Brother, my mother was younger than I am now.
Wow. When you put it into context like that, it's
actually fascinating. My mom was like 43, 44 maybe.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at her thinking, wow, she's in her 40s. I remember my mom's 30th. And I went, wow, she's 30.
You always think that when you're a kid. But when you get there, you're like, this isn't that bad.
30 is the new 21. I think 40 is the new 21.
Mm-hmm.
We work longer. We live longer. We're encouraged to look better as well.
Yeah.
But no, in your 40s for me, honestly, and also you make peace with this is who I am. So feck off, Daddy. If you didn't like me in my 20s and 30s, you're going to hate me in my 40s. Because you kind of go, you kind of get to the place where you're so happy.
Yeah.
You're feeling confident.
Mm-hmm.
I love being in my 40s. I can't wait to be in my 50s and then my 60s. And hopefully,
I love this attitude that you have.
But you have, I used to lie about my age.
Really?
All the time in London. I started in kids' television at the age of 23.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had to always be in my 20s for work. When I was 30, I was saying I was 27. I got away with it, 27, 28. You know, I lied about my age. And then something to my mum passed away and I was turning 40 that year. Then I went, my mum passed away at 61.
Yeah.
I'm so young. I'm turning 40. And now to be able to live longer is such a joy. Not everyone gets the opportunity.
That's very true.
I will grow old disgracefully and that's just going to be the way, but I'm loving the fact I'm getting older.
And also because I hear a lot of people that say that, you know, they won't tell people their age on whatever birthday it is. Oh my goodness, celebrate every single birthday that you have. Come on.
I constantly make people aware of my age. And it's not for a compliment, you look this, you look that. I'm saying this is my age. But also, when you're in your 40s, you give yourself that confidence and you're patting yourself on the back and you don't tolerate stuff you used to in your 20s and 30s. Because you kind of stand up for yourself. You back yourself.
You do.
And you'll go, you may have spoken to me like that when I was 25. You're not going to do that at nearly 47.
Not
That's
anymore.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think growing old, it's honestly the best thing, and growing old with your family and your friends.
Yeah.
I want to live to be 128. Or maybe then I'm Blake and Blue, but like, no, Daddy, no, no, no.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.